North Shore Today.
The area's only daily news podcast.
On MSONewsSports.com.
Along with Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore. This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, February 4, 2020.
The first of the Salem District's four superintendent finalists came with a singular mission for the Salem Public Schools on Monday. Quote, all we need is to work together as a team and address the stressing issues that are affecting the district. Dustin Luca writing that in today's Salem News and continues. Laurencio Garcia, an administrator in the Revere Public Schools, said, and you'll get the district to the right place to where it needs to be. The school district kicked off the public forum portion of their superintendent search Monday night with a one-hour meet and greet with Garcia, the executive director of data and accountability in the Revere Public Schools. Much more on this story in today's Salem News.
Taylor Ann Bradford's writing in today's Gloucester Times. Gloucester police have suspended the search for a missing Gloucester resident and are now transitioning into continuing their investigation into her disappearance. Police Chief Edward Connolly is quoted as saying, there's nothing that we haven't done in terms of area and water searches. What we continue to do is utilize investigative techniques. Abby Flynn of Gloucester prepared to host a Super Bowl party on Sunday, then told her son around 4 p.m. that she was going for a walk. When two guests arrived at 6 p.m. and the 59-year-old was not home, they called the Gloucester police to report her missing. Flynn has not come home or been found.
In Peabody, the mayor, city councilors, school committee, historical society, and conservation commission members, the police chief, the fire department lieutenant, and residents all spoke out against a five-story, 80-apartment affordable housing complex on just over an acre and a half of land at the Elks Lodge at 40 Oak Street. Ethan Foreman writing in today's Salem News, about 50 residents and city officials turned out for a special meeting of the Zoning Board of Appeals in a continued public hearing as the developer Larkin Real Estate Group seeks to develop the back parking lot of the Peabody Lodge number 1409 of the Benevolent and Protective Order of the Elks, which owns the property. No votes were taken Monday night, and the ZBA continued the hearing until March 2nd at 7 p.m.
Gloucester Times is reporting that Gloucester's Planning and Development Committee will be moving its Wednesday night meeting to a bigger venue as it anticipates a larger crowd than normal. Taylor Ann Bradford is writing that the committee will be moved to Kairos Auditorium at City Hall, Ninedale Avenue, to continue a requested Article 97 petition to the Massachusetts Legislature to use Meadows Field for the combined East Gloucester and Veterans Memorial Elementary School project. City Councilor and Committee Chair Valerie Gilman is quoted as saying, the reason why we want the larger venue is because we thought there might be more than 20 people who would want to attend. The evening will begin with a presentation by General Counsel Chip Payson that outlines what Article 97 is and why he advises the City Council seek relief from the legislation. And again, that is February 5 from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at Gloucester City Hall. More on this story in today's Gloucester Times.
The town of Swampscott is looking for tenants to lease the former police station on Burrell Street. Steve Krause of The Item writes that the Swampscott police vacated the building in 2013 to move into their new headquarters on Humphrey Street. It had occupied the Burrell Street structure located among the row of municipal buildings, including the public library and the town hall, for some 75 years. Quote, all of the organizations and facilities each offer a unique service to the community, said Town Administrator Sean Fitzgerald. Situated close to the town hall, the library, post office, fire station, and Reach Arts, we envision a use that can really provide additional community benefit in a creative way. Much more on the Steve Krause story in today's Daily Item of Lynn.
Jack Shays reporting in today's Daily News of Newburyport paper, a marine biologist and diver with 30 years' experience working for the Environmental Protection Agency will give a presentation on Tuesday, February 11, about blue carbon coastal ecosystems and their importance in the fight against climate change. The program, titled Blue Carbon, The Lungs of the Sea, will begin at 7 p.m. at the Parker River National Wildlife Refuge Visitor Center, 6 Plum Island Turnpike in Newburyport. During the presentation, Dr. Philip Colarusso will speak on blue carbon, the group of habitats that includes seagrasses, salt marshes, and mangroves. According to Storm Surge spokesperson Judy Timon, Colarusso believes these ecosystems contain enough power to drive up to Pluto and partway back. Timon said that during a recent conversation with Colarusso, he had explained that blue carbon ecosystems are able to capture large amounts of carbon and hold them for hundreds of years. More on the story in today's Daily News of Newburyport.
This is North Shore Today, a daily news podcast produced by MSONewsports.com. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell, thanking you for joining us. You guys have a great Tuesday, and we do like to hear from you. You can always email us at MSONewsports@gmail.com, MSONewsports@gmail.com.